Kutateira, Pashas Shlach, page 72, second column. Okay. The Alter Rebbe asked the question at the beginning of my, why did the Meraglim want to go into Eretz Yisrael? And he said, we need to understand Bechlal, the concept of Eretz Yisrael. And then he starts saying, all the mitzvahs, most of the mitzvahs, the physical mitzvahs, were depending on the land of Eretz Yisrael. Besides the Beis HaMikdash, Trumas, Maisas, Kodshim, all those things. See, the Alter Rebbe started explaining that Elion says, Anta tapikas atza tikkunin, you bring out the 10 tikkunin, which are 10 sfiras, and each one of them is called Olam, it's a concealment of Elokus. And then, to such an extent, the godliness comes down into the world in a concealed way. Okay, so we're going to start on the second column, seven lines into the Maimer of Shlach, second column on 72. So he said, "Zel in Yiridus and Neshama Lelmazah Shuffle Dafka." That's the purpose of the Neshama coming into the world. Yiridah Tzerech Aliyah to elevate Kedelis Gafin Sitarach to break evil through a Sirmeira. By Deze, His Talik according to Kedushah Bereu Cholo Almin. Through this, we reveal the level of godliness in all worlds. Shalay Yuakelim Echod Bechinis Mastina Merin Tzabarchu. That the world should not conceal godliness. On the contrary, they should be vessels to the revelations of Elokus through Aseitev Mitzvahs Maisius, through the action mitzvahs of 248 mitzvahs, which are 248 limbs of Hashem. So he says, what's the purpose? So the Alter Rebbe explains like this. There's a concept of Elam concealing Elokus. What's the purpose of the Neshama coming into the world? The purpose of the Neshama coming into the world is to refine the world, that the world, instead of concealing godliness, should actually be vessels for godliness, reveal godliness. But so therefore, he says, ultimately, it's aseitev. But first has to be the level of turning away from evil, in the level of iskafi tzitrachra. In other words, in order to make world the vessel for Elokus, first, you have to get rid of evil. Because as long as, like we said, you want to get dressed up for a banquet, you have to first take a shower. You can't be full of mud and put on clean clothing. A person is going to be full of evil and then they're going to do mitzvahs. It's not going to work. So in order to become the vessel to put on the garments as vessels for godliness in the world, you need first to clean off the evil. Like it said, and then, then it becomes revealed, this level of godliness. Then you're able to receive. Other than the level of Aseitev, this revelation of Elokus down here, through the 248 biblical mitzvahs, which is Chochma Nafkis, which comes from the level of Chochma. So the Alter Rebbe here is saying as follows. Teira comes to the level of Chochma, and now the mitzvahs are mitzvahs HaTeira. What do mitzvahs do? They bring down the level of Chochma into the 248 different channels that Elokus could be revealed in the world. And therefore, they're called Evarim de Malka. Therefore, in Zayar, mitzvahs are called the limbs and the organs of Hashem. What do you mean, the limbs of Hashem? Kamashal Evarim, just like limbs of a person. That into them is drawn the life from the mind, meaning the neshama comes into the head, and then from the head it spreads itself out to the rest of the body. So what is a hand, a limb called a hand? It's the vessel for the life of the neshama to come into the functioning of the hand. Right? That's the purpose of a limb. A limb is basically a vessel for the revelation of the neshama. Just like the brain feels the pain of all the limbs, through the level of mitzvahs, from the level of chochma stima, the hidden chochma, from the concealed world into the revealed world. So bottom line is, what is the purpose of a mitzvah? You do a mitzvah, you bring down a level of godliness into the world that reveals itself through this mitzvah. That's why, like, with them, why did Hashem give us 248 positive mitzvahs, not the 10, 15, 20? Because it's 248 ways of godliness being revealed in the world, and therefore you need 248 different vessels for that level of godliness to be handled in the world. And then it says, Cholov v'dvash, that the land of Eretz Yisrael is Cholov milk and honey, ein terein d'rein chesed gevura. That's the level of chesed and gevura. Yeminu smaller b'nayu chalav. Whatever, without getting into it now. Cholov is chesed and dvash is gevura. Therefore, honey has a reddish tint to it. Honey is sweet. Okay, but that's a different story. It's a revealing of Alokus. And of the 248 limbs, so he says like this, most of the mitzvahs are in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? And what is that, the concept of a mitzvah? Bringing down levels of Alokus from Chochma, from Torah, into Chesed and Gevura, meaning down into all the spheres. Yeah, and then into the world. Okay, so it says, it quotes the Medrash that says that the Beis HaMikdash of above is connected to, is correspond mechuven, connected Beis HaMikdash of Lamata. Therefore, the primary level of mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Bottom line, because the concept of mitzvahs is to reveal Elokus in the world, Eretz Yisrael is the level of Cholov v'Dvash, milk and honey, which is Chesed and Gevura, which is the concept of bringing mitzvahs down into the world. Which part of the world is the ultimate keli and vessel for mitzvahs is Eretz Yisrael. Now he explains what the Meraglim wanted. Why didn't they want to go into Eretz Yisrael? The Meraglim were very, very lofty. The Meraglim, with such a high level, they said, we don't want to bring godliness into the physical world. In other words, they said, world and godliness have nothing to do with each other. So why in the world should we want to go into Eretz Yisrael? In the Midbar, everything was spiritual, right? So godliness was revealed in the spiritual world. Now you want to bring godliness into a physical world. The Meraglim said, no, it's below, like similar to the concept Moshe Rabbeinu says in last week's Parsha. Miyayin li basar. Moshe Rabbeinu did not that he doubted Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, my level can't give meat. What do you want from me? I'm not seeing this yet. The Meraglim said, we can't lower ourselves to come into action mitzvahs. But Amr al Yisrael, then that's what they said. It's Eretz Echeles Yeshvahihi. They said, Eretz Yisrael is a land that consumes its inhabitants. So the Meraglim, simply it means, they were going to kill us. Here he says, no, what does it mean? Shaya Bedaitim, they understood. Shem Yia Gili Ernza Baruch Lamata Kamei Lamayla. The Meraglim said, one minute. If Elokus, what's the ultimate goal of mitzvahs? We just learned, the Alter Rebbe explained, that it's bringing the higher levels of Elokus into a physical world. That down here we should think like they do up there. That only Elokus exists. He says, if that's the case, then Gashmis won't exist anymore. So what are you gaining by bringing this into Gashmis? That's what they wanted, Dafka, to stay in the Midbar, meaning removed from Gashmias, the Midbar, Chanova, Sham Shachas, Ein Tzah Baruch Hu, the Bechinas Dibur, Bechinas Malchus, Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, Shalom Ayla. They wanted to stay in the Midbar. Midbar is Medaber, speech. They wanted to bring Elokus into the level of speech like they did in the Midbar rather than bring into action of coming into Eretz Yisrael. What?
Why do you say they say in action, they cannot lower themselves to action? Action is not lowering themselves. It's one part of...
Action is lower than speech and thought. I'll give you an example. Don't ask me what it means. Everything we have from Darizal never wrote anything. was all from Reb Chaim Vital and his other students. And it says in Chassidus the expression that Arizal had no connection to the concept of writing, because writing is already bringing it tangible into a physical object. That Arizal was above that. So that Arizal did what?
But the miraculous walk is not really that bad.
No, they didn't. That's the only way the miraculous makes sense. Because one second, there are tzaddikim, Rashi b'nei Yisrael Hema, Rashi said, basic shok shedem are you from the Gemara, right? There are tzaddikim. And all of a sudden, 40 days later, they came back with such negativity. The answer is, the way Chassidus explained it, the Meraglim weren't so bad.
So why is such a big punishment?
Why do we stay up Shavuos night every single year since Matan Torah? Because they went to sleep. And the Rebbe explained, they went to sleep because they thought, which was wrong, but they thought, the Neshama got to leave the body, just like the Meraglim. The Neshama has to be out of Gashmias to get the Torah. The mistake is that's dafke what Hashem doesn't want. Hashem wants that Gashmi, the Torah should come into Dira B'tachteinu. So there is a concept of action is much slower than thought or speech.
But that's a fine.
Yeah.
As a soldier.
But as they.
As
correct.
As a soldier, you're supposed to do what you are told.
That's right. That's what their Aveda was. But it's not that they're a bunch of corrupt human beings. No. That they're low lives that think Hashem can't conquer Eretz Yisrael.
It doesn't matter, they fell. So whatever.
100%. But that's what they're down for. But it wasn't so bad, they just said, oh, God can't do it. They saw all these miracles, they saw God could do it. What they meant is, you can't have Gashmias in the same level as Ruchnias.
The punishment was they got what they wanted.
They got, well, that's the question. It wasn't that, though. But what they wanted was that as the Midbar prepared themselves, 40 years of the Midbar allowed them that when eventually they went into Gashmias, they were able to influence the Gashmias rather than the Gashmias influencing themselves. Like we know, in order to be able to go out into the world and not become affected, you need to learn in yeshiva, so to speak. You need to have a Torah education. You need to have a Torah education. And then, when you go out into the world, you shouldn't become affected by it. I said, we learned many times the story with the Rebbe Rashab. A guy asked him once, you know, the Bachman in the city of Lubavitch were like, they turned the world back 50 years. That's the expression used. They turned back, they were such out of Gashmias, you know, it didn't exist. You know, God. And somebody asked the Rebbe Rashab, why do you have to make the Bachman so fanatic? Why do you need to make the Bachan so crazy? That when they get married, why do you need to be so crazy when they're as Bachan? So the Rebbe Rashab gave him a mashal. The matzah bakery oven, that's what you can understand it from. Yeah? If you need the oven to bake at 300, you can't heat up the oven at 300 and push away the coals and bake at 300. Because when you push away the coals, it goes down to 200. So what do you need to do? When you want to bake a 300-degree oven, you have to heat up the oven to 500 degrees. Then when you push away the coals, the oven stays at 300. But if you're going to make the oven at 300, it's going to go down to 200. He said, Bachrim, people in the world, in order to keep frumkeit, you need to be 300 degrees. But everybody knows when you leave yeshiva, it's not the same anymore. So therefore, in yeshiva, we need to heat them up to 500 degrees. You don't need 500 degrees, you need 300. But in order to bake at 300, you need to be able to heat up to 500 degrees. That's what you need to do. And he says, V'zel ha'chaz v'rotzli is b'amid, but the level of dibor. Eretz ha'shal b'nikr b'shem b'chinas eretz. Fishe tachtein, shebelukus. Like it says, Ha'oretz adem ragloi, Ksiv avayi b'chochma yosid eretz, Abba yosid brata, meaning the level of dibur, Dvar Hashem, Sheshor shemichochma, that comes from chochma. Bottom line is, the miraglim sinned, Alter Rebbe explains, that's why they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. They felt you can't bring Kedusha into Gashmias, that it should feel like Ruchnias does. You can't. וכנירה במשל מתינק. שכל זמן שאין להם מייכן דייניקה בשלימס. As long as a baby. The Gemara says, אין התינק יודע לקריס אבא עד שייתם תם דוגם. The Gemara says, the baby doesn't know how to even say the word Abba, father, until he eats grain. In other words, babies have a sound, like he says, Afo b'shiesh lo kril, eisis pshutim, even though a baby could, a mamash, a newborn, could scream and cry, and he hears sounds. But, en yachal ledabel sarfes eisis, but he can't combine letters together. He can cry or yell, but he doesn't know how to have the formation of the letters. Why? The chokhmah is not complete. Okay? So therefore, what did the Meraglim want? They wanted to get into the level of Dibur Eretz Yisrael Shalemayla. They said, now the Rebbe just explained, there's a Gashmistik Beis HaMikdash, there's a spiritual Beis HaMikdash, Malchus. So he said what the Meraglim wanted was to bring down all the Hamshachas of Chochmah into Malchus, into speech, into Midbar, Midaber. They wanted to bring down the Lukus into the level of spirituality, not into the level of Gashmias. Shesham yesh gam kenyu b'meis HaMikdash shlaim v'chol ha'pchinas. But what was the story? So he says, "Avol Yeshua v'kolev amru teva eretz ma'ed ma'ed." It's interesting. Yeshua and Kolev, and there you see everything in Torah is so exact. The Meraglim came back and they said, "It can't happen. Right? You can't bring down godliness into the world." Why did Yeshua and Kolev come back? And they didn't say teva ha'aretz ma'ed. The land is very good. They said, Teva ha'aretz ma'ed ma'ed. Very, very good. What does that mean? That dafkin gashmis, you come to a better good than it is in ruchnis. In spirituality, it's good. But it's not ma'ed ma'ed, it's not double infinite. Sha'idei eretz yishol shelamata dafka. Dafka through physical eretz yishol. B'chinas mitzvahs ma'isis, in the level Almin Stimon, Avedal Ma'id Ma'id, Beis Pama Ma'id, double Ma'id, meaning Almin Stimon, Ma'almin Dizgalion. Not only to reveal Alokus into the hidden worlds, but to reveal Alokus also into the physical worlds. Kiba Emes. Why did Yeshua scream Teva Aretz Ma'ed Ma'ed? Why is it so important to bring it into action? What's wrong with spiritual mitzvahs? What's wrong with Gan Eden? It's not a bad place. What's wrong with that? Because Hashem wanted Dira B'tachteinim Dafka. Hashem wanted the dwelling place Dafka in the lowest of the places. Kamay Merazal. Meaning, like it says in the pasuk, as the Rebbe Rashab writes, basar as basar should see godliness. In other words, when it says, eventually Mashiach comes, v'nigla kved Hashem, the revelation of God will be revealed, and all flesh will see, kipi Hashem dibur. It doesn't say all people will see. It doesn't say all neshamas will see. It says all flesh, which means flesh as flesh.
Animals included.
Hunk of meat as hunk of meat. Yeah, kobas. She agile lamata kamei lamayla. Not, and not only that, va'adirab on the contrary, v'yes is safe. V'yes in erba min acheshech dafke. Dafke from Gashmi is because light that comes from darkness is a greater level of light. The greater the level, okay? He says, the greater the thing, dafka can come down lower. And if it doesn't come down low, it shows it's not great. L'moshel, a super intelligent person, She ef she legalis chokhmos la mekabel sichle bedibur. Ki em benemez b'maisa dafka. He says, sometimes a brilliant person cannot reveal something in speech. He can only reveal the deepest concept in writing. The dafki yochel gabia says, kin yamay mezal, daile chakima b'remiza. The Gemara says like this, for a chokham, a hint is enough. For a chokham, a hint is enough. But a hint is not the actual concept that you want to reveal. But he says, a chokham dafka, the greater person. In fact, it's interesting, when Alter Rebbe was interrogated by the Russians when he was in prison, and so they were shooting questions about the godly, about kfir, about, you know, denying, about the whole concept of belief in Hashem. And one question the Alter Rebbe, they asked Alter Rebbe, and the Alter Rebbe said he can't explain it in speech, he has to write it down. They'll give him time, they'll write it, the answer down for them. And also in the interrogation, which is even more remarkable, they were asking shooting questions at the Alter Rebbe, yeah? And then he said, they asked a question that it says that Malchus is the lowest of all levels. How could you say sovereignty, the Tsar, is in the lowest of all levels? So it says, Alter Rebbe just smiled at them. He didn't answer it. He smiled. And the Rebbe explained, they understood that the Alter Rebbe basically simply, the Alter Rebbe said, you want me to answer it? You'd rather I don't answer it.
You what?
You'd rather that I don't answer it. And they saw that he answered all the other questions. He answered all the other questions. So they really, okay, he made a fool out of them. Until now, he said, okay. But the Rebbe explains, because it was too deep for the Goyishe cup to understand, so the Alter Rebbe smiled because he couldn't bring it down into speech. And I come into action.
They saw that thing they could ascend.
They saw that he answered all the questions very well, and they were afraid that he's going to embarrass them.
Did he ask him about Malchus?
About Malchus, different level, yeah.
How did they know what Malchus is?
These people are very learned.
So they didn't mean Malchus.
They had the Russian scholars, which you knew a lot of, you know, different things.
So they didn't mean Malchus Shamayim?
No. But what
physical they, Malchus.
Right.
Why do we say that Malchut is the lowest?
It is in the Sfiris, with its Chesed Gvurah Tiferes Netzach, you say Malchut. But yeah, but Malchus, because it's the lowest, originates in the highest.
Okay.
Okay.
You could have said that, and they would be very happy.
No. Ki ba'em is kol shu madrega yetsi gvei ma'ed. The greater the thing. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, it's like another thing. You can have a stone that's shining, you know, a shining stone that has engraved letters. Oh, you have this, I tell you. You have it on your cell phone, yeah? Sometimes right. In the sun, you can't read what it says in the cell phone.
Right.
Dafka, when it's dark,
you
could see it.
Right.
So he says, well, he said they didn't have cell phones in those days. He said, "Evan Tei Boy Shaydei Bihirusi through the shining of the stone, and he called him Aesis Bay." You can't notice the letters. Dafkan Shaida. Then, when it's on wax, which is not bright, it's not shiny, so then you can see the letters, and that's what it says. Or the Isim Aesis Uzchaytem is called Mitzvah Hashem. Uzchaytem is called Mitzvah Hashem. Why through tzitzis do you remember the mitzvahs of Hashem? Fisha talis ubchinis or makif. Talis is encompassing. Okay, we learned many times. Why is halacha that first you put on talis and then tefillin? So the simple reason is because talis you wear 7 days a week, tefillin you wear 6 days a week. Tade v'sheina to more common, less common. You do the more common thing first. So the halacha that you put on talis first. Kabbalah explains a deeper reason. Because talis is the level of makif, encompassing level. And then you have tefillin, which is the mind and the heart. So therefore, but even in the tzitzis, you have the garment, the makif, and then you have 32 strings of the tzitzis.
Yeah.
That bring the level of talis down. And he says Lamed Beis represents the 32 channels of Chochmah. There's 50 levels of Bina, and Lamed Beis Nesivis Chochmah. So it says, Yavim Izaus Chat Vishatan, it's a Makhtalis, which is Lamed Beis Chutim. The Lamed Beis Nesivis Chochmah that come through the Ma'or Makif. And this level cannot be alluded to. Meaning, the Meraglim thought you can't bring down the great levels of godliness into Gashmias. And the truth is, no. Dafka, the greatest levels of Ruchnias can come into Gashmias. Because the greater the thing, the lower it can fall. Ultimate brilliance of a person, by the way, is not we can lecture to super brilliant people. The ultimate greatness of a brilliant person is that he's able to take those deep levels and communicate with simple people.
That's why I think you're brilliant.
If I wouldn't be on tape, I would say something. But you don't want to hear it. We'll leave it. I'll smile at you. I'll leave it unanswered.
I'll spray you that.
Meish Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. So what did Meish Rabbeinu? Meish Rabbeinu was the third day. Umadreg gevei made nailo. Okay, and therefore he says like this. That's the reason why Meish Rabbeinu couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael either. Meish Rabbeinu was too great to go into Eretz Yisrael. Like he said, Ma'ayin li basar. Meaning he said, listen, Le'yohayu yobev lovi b'Eretz Yisrael. He couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael means bringing it into Gashmias. That's why Yeshua was able to lead the Jews, because Yeshua is not as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So Yeshua was able to come into Gashmias. Afal Pikein, 1 second. Afal Pikein. His palo tovkuv tezvav tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu daven 515 tefilas, like the numerical of the word vaschanon love in Eretz Yisrael. Because that's the ultimate goal, is to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Meish Rabbeinu daven to Hashem, even though so my level is too great to come into Eretz Yisrael, but let me, because that's the ultimate purpose. Again, the reason in Ruchnius, bottom line, why didn't Meish Rabbeinu go into Eretz Yisrael? Because of this rock. There's all these Baba Mises. The truth is, there were only causes of the real reason. The real reason is because Meish Rabbeinu was Chochmah Vatzilis. Meish Rabbeinu couldn't come into Eretz Yisrael to deal with physical mitzvahs. Meish Rabbeinu was able to deal with the man and the well and the clouds. Gashmias Dika mitzvahs, Meish Rabbeinu was too great to come down to. So therefore, Yeshua had to be the one to do it.
So Bnei Yisrael stayed 4 years in the midbar to get ready to do the Gashmias Mitzvah.
That's why in this week's parsha, it says the expression, Meish Rabbeinu said to Hashem, what are the nations going to say? You took him out in the Egypt, vayishchotem b'midbar, and you shechted them in the desert. Dr. Rebbe, later on, asked the question, what type of expression is this? The goyim are going to say, you took the Jews out of Mitzrayim and you killed them in the... What type of l'shchita is this? Vayishchotim kamidbar. I'm going to kill you. I'm not going to slaughter you. So Chassidus explained, Vayishchotim shchita means preparing the animal. The goyim are not going to say you killed them. It's going to use the expression you prepared them to go into Eretz Yisrael.
40 years of Mitzrayim.
Yep. It ain't over.